The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
The hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Jennifer Horn is here in a virtual sense, because she is here, but she's not here.
Well, I'm holding down the fort, Dougie, while you're off gallivanting.
I am gallivanting the Thursday program, June 19th. Ken Kessler, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffens, in this hour, we're at we. I'm using the we in a sort of collective sense, because there are a number of radio professionals who are here in this same room with
and
me.
And we can hear them all.
At the United Nations. Under the behest of the UN Correspondents Association, the annual Talk Radio Day at the United Nations. There are people here from a lot of local radio stations and interesting networks. The Jewish network, Hebrew network, is here. But we have a lot of attention to focus on things that are happening around the world that may be connected to the United Nations, certainly Afghanistan, a site where there has been UN intervention. The United States goes in and messes everything up, and then the UN comes in and tries to fix it. There were people, I said that to a dinner last night, and they took exception to that. What do you mean the United States goes in and messes things up? Well, maybe I should go to Iraq for a conversation about what's going on there at the moment. Whether this would have happened, Monday morning quarterbacking. This, we get rid of Saddam Hussein. We blow up the country. We rebuild the country. The police, it's all kind of nonsensical. The facts, though, the latest in terms of news is that there is an oil refinery fight going on, and that's the focus. This facility, I like all my alliteration so far, Jennifer, pretty good, huh?
It's good.
The focus of the fight and the fire at the facility. It's like I planned this out, Kenny. Pretty good, huh?
Did you script this?
I did not, but thanks for suggesting that. You know me and scripts.
You love them.
Yeah. All right, so about 25% of Iraq's entire refining capacity is at this refinery. So have we watched the direct impact of this, is what it's doing to the cost of gasoline and diesel in Europe, in America, as a matter of fact, pretty much around the world. Even though it hasn't really affected it, it has affected it. The issue is whether or not the price of gasoline, which has gone up 2 to 3 cents a day in the last 4 or 5 days. What's it now in Los Angeles, where you are, Jennifer?
I didn't notice it yesterday, but it was 409, I think,
409.
For regular.
What a disgrace.
Yeah, on Monday, well, Tuesday morning early.
Hi, Kenny. You're in San Diego, same price more or less as in L.A.?
423.
Wow.
So,
for regular?
Yeah.
What, do you think that thing he's driving takes anything but regular?
Oh,
yeah, really.
That thing he's driving could run on coal.
Wow.
That's very nice. Don't you want to have something that's especially inexpensive? Or should we continue to pay $4.23 a gallon for this stuff? The United States says it does not want to launch airstrikes. So far, officials have not been able to identify clear targets that they could hit. So here we go again. How else do we look at this? Supposedly, the idea is to go in and protect the American embassy. I'm looking at a lot of comments. Kenny, you might want to update us on some of the comments. Facebook.com/Good Day Show. Twitter @Good Day. Here's Bob, who says, given the loss of American lives there so far, I'm not going to tell you I told you so, but we went into Iraq under the flawed assumption that Saddam had weapons of mass destruction. The Bush administration promised we were not in the business of nation building. But after we invaded, the Iraqi military was disbanded. U.S. took control of the government. In the years since, we've tried to rebuild and train a new army, but not much success. Look at how the army is just kind of caved, right? They throw their weapons down. We give up. Help yourself. Although, I saw something earlier. This group, the Islamic State of Iraq is what they're called, has killed, 1,700 troops so far. They have doubled their attacks this year in Iraq. Who even knew these people existed? That was what Kenny said before, and I think he's right. Who even knew there was a group that was doing this sort of thing? But Americans are tired of this. Kenny, what's the reflection you have there?
Al says, the truth is, if Iraq was not invaded, this day would never have come.
If Iraq was not invaded?
Right, by us.
Yeah, right. Okay, no argument for me. What else?
Norman says, it's smarter and wiser to stay out. This hatred has lasted centuries, and there's no conventional fix possible.
See, that's the thing that a lot of people in America, especially because we are woefully unprepared when it comes to understanding what else is going on in the world, because we don't do a good job of teaching world history.
It's a religious war, and I don't think we understand that as much as we do a typical war with countries. Do you know? This is about more than that.
Jennifer, it's been the same. If you look at the history of war, most of the wars, if not all the wars, have been fought either over religion or by religious extremists. That's the way, whether it's World War II, World War I. Look at all of the things.
But typically the U.S. is used to, in our history, going to war with a country. And this is what has gotten us turned on our ear.
But the reason that we go to war with these countries is because they're involved in some sort of sectarian violence, some sort of sectarian issue. And that's the same. I mean, the way the Europeans have tragically stumbled, fumbled, and bumbled their way across the planet to screw up not only this area, the Middle East, but they screwed up Africa, screwed up Asia, screwed it up to the point where it has caused many of the problems that we're now dealing with today. This is a legacy of the British, the French, the Dutch, the Germans to a lesser extent. That's what all this stuff is. And so why are we are tired of wars. Kenny, what else have you got there?
That's a lot of the same stuff. Sharon says the U.S. invasion and removal of Hussein has caused what's going on now.
Mm-hmm. All right, so we have that working for us, and we'll have some U.N. assistance in understanding perhaps what's going on. In the meantime, in a few moments, we meet or talk with one of the leaders of the mission in Afghanistan from the United Nations. Afghanistan, another hot spot. We're getting out, so they're going to create a vacuum, and we're going to have a problem there like we have in Iraq. That's up next here on Good Day.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Right now, custom banners and posters start at just $6.49. Offer valid on pickup or delivery ends 6/29. Details in-store or online at staples.com/springcopy. Staples. Make more happen.
This line's boring.
Whoa, talking super egg thing.
Impressive, huh? Now let's go find some fun.
I'm getting groceries.
Oh, you could get those anytime. Bow!
I love roller coasters.
You know what else you'll love? Super 8's great rates. And with so many super destinations, you could find fun almost anywhere. Are you even listening?
Huh? Sorry.
Funnel cake. Get some every time. Go to super8.com to find your super destination. Super 8. Destination super. All Super 8 hotels are independently owned and operated.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Little Jack Horner sat in a corner of his ransacked apartment, wondering what kind of nitwit steals a futon. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped him with renter's insurance, and he got full replacement. Unfortunately, little Jack Horner had to have his stomach pumped when he ate a six-month-old Christmas pie. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
At 30,000 feet, there's no room for error. To keep a modern fighter jet flying safely year after year requires a highly trained team of expert technicians and specialized equipment.
Tango 311 confirming final inspection. Roger that.
GMC certified service technicians take service and maintenance just as seriously.
And we'll do a full 27-point inspection.
Great, thanks.
With specialized GMC training and genuine parts for every GMC vehicle, you can be sure your GMC is always ready to take off. Incredible thinking, incredible service. GMC certified service. That's professional grade. Get AC Delco Professional DuraStop brake pads installed for only $99.95 or less per axle. Includes rotor inspection. Retail customers only. Turning or replacing rotors, all other services, and tax extra. Visit GMCCertifiedService.com for details, other great offers, and to find your closest GMC dealer.
Affairs of the day, 16 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Surprisingly, shockingly, we can't get through on the phone to Eric Gitanis, who is in Afghanistan. I'm sort of surprised. I would have thought that there's a phone booth on every corner over there.
Yeah, reception, right?
Yeah, yeah. Right.
Every cave's got one. I don't know.
Every cave. No, nothing. All right, so let's keep going here. At any rate, the essence of what else is going on, I was pretty surprised this morning to review yesterday we talked about the president's initiative on climate change and how expensive this proposal is for the ocean preserve. Anybody looked any more into that? I wonder what sort of commentary there is from people who are interested in this. Yet another land grab on the part of the United States of America, i.e. you, Jennifer, you, Kenny, and I guess me, trying to take over more land. We need more land. The United States needs to have more land that it controls so there can be fewer owners of land. We want the government to own everything. Who said this country? We're supposed to be a representative form of government. The more I look around, the more this reminds me of communism. Communism takes everything.
Starting
right?
to feel that way, isn't
Doesn't
it?
I mean, think about it for a second. All the land that's being grabbed, all the control of various industries. Yesterday,
they're changing things around. I mean, on a small level, not to interrupt, but the fact that they are going to force the Redskins now to change their name.
No, they're going to force that.
Well, the trademark's been taken away. It's just interesting how there's little ways to get you.
Yeah, what'd you say, Kenny?
They'll get that back on appeal. This has happened before, and the argument hasn't changed any, so they'll get that back.
Yeah. But the fact that they're giving it as much attention as they are, they being the news media, when there are so many more things that are going on, I'm interested in the amount of attention being given to the World Cup, for example. Spain apparently took it in the neck yesterday, right?
Why does that surprise? Did you not know it was such a thing?
What?
Well, the World Cup?
You know, we all live in our own world. We all have our own space. We all have our own interests. I'm not interested in soccer, and I'm not much interested in sports. So when something like this crops up now, people would say, well, you're a man of the world, Doug. You're doing a radio program that's supposed to focus on things that are going on, and this is an important event. Okay, so it is. World Cup yesterday, the defending champion Spain was eliminated.
Uh-oh.
Second loss in 2 days, right? They're done. So that's big news, I guess, for some who really think soccer is an exciting game. I had a conversation. Here's what my spin is on all this. Yesterday, I took Charlotte to the eye doctor to have her eyes, the one eye that's left, checked out again, and to just generally have every week for the next couple of months, I'm going to have her checked out to make sure that everything is progressing and she's going back to normal. The lady who was the nurse in the office of this dog optometrist, was somehow or other, the fellow who's the doctor knows, listened to me on the radio, and knows what I think and feel and say on the air about students being involved in football. This woman has a 13-year-old kid who's had three concussions.
Yeesh.
Three. Playing soccer at 13. Three. And she was leaving to bring him to Mass General to have him checked out again. I looked at her and said, what is wrong with you? I didn't even know this woman. I said, what's wrong with you? 21 past the hour.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Great, I think this is a ballad, wouldn't you say? That this tune would be
kind of an
upbeaty
ballad, yeah.
Right, yeah. Carole King and Jerry Goffin, her husband at the time, responsible for writing some incredible music, hit after hit after hit after hit. And so this was a two-sided A and B we used to have when we were playing singles back in the good old days.
Back in the day of the record,
45s.
Kitty.
Yeah, exactly. The A side and the B side. This was the A side of the record. I remember
that's where all the good stuff went.
1971. Yeah. That this captured a lot of attention until somebody flipped it over and all of a sudden they got excited about this side of the record. Two-sided hit. Pretty unusual, because the record companies didn't like to waste...
Yeah, they didn't want to give you two great hits.
No, they wanted an A and a B. They wanted an A so people would buy that, and then there was something on the other side that might have come from an album or some such thing. Yeah, but they missed on this one. Good for Carole King, good for music lovers, pop music lovers. So, It's Too Late was the A side. I Feel the Earth Move Under My Feet, the B side. Both of them registered number one on this date, 1971. A little musical reflection as we go back into our minds. But most of us have a song like this on the top of our minds. We can remember all the lyric line. Listen to the lyric line for a second here. Pretty much you can... I'm pretty good at this. I talk over the lyrics, and then when I go to the lyrics, the instrumental side of the song comes up. It's pretty cool, huh? Shows my vast experience as a disc jockey, which actually was pretty vast. But I forget that oftentimes with songs like this, there is the first verse, and then the chorus, second verse, the chorus, third verse, the chorus, and in between, there was all this kind of jive jazz stuff. This was all... in essence, impromptu stuff. This song was built around the lyrics, but not around the music. Crank it up, Mike.
I know that my emotions are something I just can't tame. I just got to have your face.
All right, so there we go. Two-sided big hit. It's Too Late, I Feel the Earth Move Under My Feet, number one this week, 1971. Also, in this part of the program, we pay attention to some of the late-night fun that the monologuists have. They are considered comedians. Would you consider David Letterman or Conan O'Brien or Jimmy Fallon, Seth Meyers?
Absolutely.
Or just jokesters?
No, they're comedians.
Are they? All right. So let's just see if we can laugh for a moment at the expense of Mr. Obama. David Letterman, who's been a big fan, seems to be having fun at his expense, but then isn't everybody?
President Obama sending troops back to Iraq. He said, don't worry, we should not be there any longer than a Kardashian marriage.
Okay.
So that's...
times for President Obama right now. President Obama's approval rating in the U.S. is at its lowest point ever, 41%. It's really low. Yeah. After hearing this, the president said, when did I become less popular in this country than soccer? How did that happen?
And did you see this? During a town hall last night, Hillary Clinton said that she won't support legalizing recreational marijuana until we see how it goes in Colorado. Officials in Colorado couldn't respond because they were busy swimming in a pool of money.
During a book tour, Hillary Clinton was asked if she would try marijuana if it were legal and answered, I didn't do it when I was young. I'm not going to start now. Then Bill Clinton said, I wish I had a nickel for every time I heard that.
But I didn't inhale. Is there anything that's trailed you more than that?
A couple of things.
Oh, really? Really? Yada, yada, yada. Da, 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 da. 28 after the hour on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. Today with Rich Lowry and Ron Reagan. Coming right up, are many Republicans hypocrites for being for the Bergdahl Exchange before they were against it?
This is Ralph Nader. I've been working with conservatives on issues where we agree, like ending the NSA dragnet, cutting corporate welfare, and challenging trade agreements that undermine our sovereignty and economy. That's why I wrote Unstoppable. It explains how the left and right can work to dismantle the corporate state in 24 major areas for overdue change. You can play a role in this growing convergence and obtain my book by visiting Nader.org today.
Welcome back. Here's today's both sides question for Reagan and Lowry. Are conservatives like McCain, Imhoff, Palin hypocrites for strongly urging President Obama to get Bergdahl free and then attacked him for doing just that?
Sure. There's an element of partisan hypocrisy to every controversy we have in American politics. You know, look just at the signing statement. You know, President Obama does not give Congress the 30-day heads up. That seems pretty clear in the law that he should. But when he signs that law, he has a signing statement, says, I consider this unconstitutional, and then just ignores the provision because he thinks that circumstances demand it. If Bush had done that under the advice of Dick Cheney, it would have been the advent of American tyranny on MSNBC.
McCain, of course, calling for a negotiated prisoner swap kind of deal for Bergdahl, but then, of course, as soon as Obama does it, it's a terrible thing to do, and how he never would have done that. And
are Democrats as culpable? Republicans?
So. Probably anybody would have complained about the not being consulted part, because that steps on the toes of people in Congress. The law says we got to be consulted, then they got to be consulted. And I can understand that. I don't see Democrats being quite as hypocritical about, no, we shouldn't have freed him then. I may be wrong.
It would have been bloody murder over defying the law.
I'm Mark Green, the host of your Both Sides Minute, today with Rich Lowry and Ron Ray.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
You've been lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because Wall Street's 401k and other investment plans have failed millions of Americans. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I've discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money up to 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call now to talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to potentially build $1 million tax-free retirement income, get potential 12 to 17% returns, and never lose when the next crash hits. Call 888-885-8820 and discover this tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow rich. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. We even cover shipping and handling. Call 888-885-8820. 888-885-8820. Again, that's 888-885-8820.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. Announcing all new Proactiv Plus, the revolutionary new way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactiv Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-721-4255 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactiv Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. And more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactiv Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-721-4255. Be one of the first to try Proactiv Plus. Guaranteed 100% risk-free. You won't see this limited-time offer on TV. It's a radio exclusive. 1-800-721-4255. 1-800-721-4255.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
From the United Nations headquarters in New York City, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Thursday, Jennifer and Kenny and I with Michael at the controls in Studio A in... Oh, actually, wait a minute. No, I get demoted. Laura uses Studio A. I use Studio B. You know what I think I'm going to do in my next life? I'm going to, having been at Radio America, which is our originating network since, what, for 16, 17 years, Laura wanders in, what, two, three years ago, gets the old studio that I used to use because she has a bigger staff. I get put in a closet with Michael. Nice going, Michael, by the way.
Hey,
I didn't know Michael was in the closet. I guess he's not anymore.
I'm going to go find some Tea Party candidate and see if I can't support him for election. And then maybe I can get into the big studio again. What do you think?
Can
we make that happen?
Do it.
I'm getting a kick out of reading some stuff about Bill O'Reilly.
He kind of went crazy the other day. Well, in a fun way.
Yeah, well, I think this is kind of fun. Geraldo Rivera was interviewed. I love this. This is when, like, earlier I was talking about Michael Medved being interviewed by Dave Ross, a local host interviewing a national host. Like, there's nothing else to talk about, so we're going to talk to the people who talk. So O'Reilly was being questioned by Geraldo Rivera. And the question was, does Fox cut Mr. Obama enough slack? Does it treat him fairly?
Mm-hmm.
So, number one star on Fox is O'Reilly. Number one rated show.
Although Megyn Kelly keeps
the O'Reilly factor. Well, she's got an audience, but and it's bigger than what Sean had. At any rate, here's what O'Reilly said. This was, by the way, at a this was last night at some locally produced fundraiser. He said, if you watch Fox and Friends, Ducey is an Obama basher. He bashes Obama like clockwork. But the other two, Elizabeth and Brian, would rather whip up a souffle. He went hour by hour through the lineup, claiming that Bill Hemmer and Jenna Lee have no ideology.
Which is a compliment, I think, actually.
Yeah, Hemmer is just, he was a very solid, and is a very solid
guy.
Bill came
Hemmer
from CNN. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's a very solid guy. Anyway, as for the noon offering, O'Reilly says, outnumbered and outsmarted.
It's that new show with the four women and a guy that goes through. Kind of silly.
He just kind of shrugged.
He didn't even know the name of it, outnumbered or outsmarted.
Then he says at 3 o'clock, Shep Smith is a liberal. Mm-hmm. He added that Cavuto, hosted by Neil Cavuto, is a business show. He's not an Obama fan. And he said the five people on The Five don't like the president so much. It's six, signature show with Bill, Bret Baier. He's not anti-Obama. Then you have Greta, who's a liberal. At eight, you have me. I'm tough on everybody. At nine, you have Megan. Again, not an ideologue. And you have the Republican show, Hannity, at 10. A flippant observation that drew a couple of chuckles from audience members who might suspect there's no love lost between O'Reilly and Sean. I don't think there is either. I've never thought that there was. Mm-hmm. And it's pretty interesting because Sean is a very affable guy. He's just a really good guy. But O'Reilly has always been, anytime I've ever been around him, known him, been in his program, been in his presence, he's always been pretty smug.
Well, they're the two biggest names on the network. There's got to be a little bit of rivalry there.
Exactly. Let's see here. And assessing his competitors, O'Reilly said of MSNBC, they've radicalized themselves. I get a headache. Al Sharpton gives me a headache. Somewhat more generous to CNN, says to Geraldo Rivera, they're good at what they do, covering the news, but they don't have any flamboyant, obnoxious people like you and me. Blitzer looks like a U-boat commander. You expect the periscope to come down. I thought that was hysterical. Anyway, so much for Bill O'Reilly and the news. The news, the snooze. Anyway, we got to have some of that stuff around as you look
I
at
it. I think it's just funny he went hour by hour on the program schedule and outed everybody.
Right, yeah, exactly. Yeah, it was pretty funny. Anyway, let's see. Other than the business about Iraq, and I don't know what to do with that. What happens here is we become repetitive. It's the same kind of thing. I'm looking at more comments that have come to me. Here's, I got back and forth. I don't know. There's a debate going on, and it's the typical stuff between right and left. The military option to do or not to do, that is the question. Kenny, you said the same old stuff. So I don't know how much time I want to spend talking about this, frankly. I don't see that anything is gained by continuing. The only thing that's really new today is this report of this group that in detail has listed the assassinations, the suicide bombings, the knifings, all the things that they've done to try to gain control. Let's see, I'm looking at here. Roadside bombs, 2,764. These people chronologically go through their own stuff and issued a report to the world on what kind of damage they've caused. Meanwhile, the president is meeting with lawmakers so that he doesn't get the same criticism of his presidency, his term, as he's getting for arranging the more you look into that swap, the prisoner swap for Bergdahl, the more messy it just is a mess.
And sets up trouble for the future, too.
Yeah, exactly. It's just back again to, I don't want to be join the chorus here, but this is the same stuff that has come into play. It's the same thing. They do the stuff the same way. And so under the circumstances, what do you expect? What's the definition of insanity? Insanity is when you do the same thing over and over and over again, expect something different to come about. It doesn't happen. It's not going to happen, and it won't. Whatever is going on there isn't going to change a thing. Okay, so let's see. What else have we got here? The thing that I think the second issue for me, at least in terms of import today, is the continuing focus on the surge in unaccompanied minors coming across the border into Texas, Arizona, New Mexico, and California. All of a sudden, this has become a big to-do. Not that it hasn't been going on. As a matter of fact, I think I told a story on the air, Jennifer, a number of times over the last few years of a youngster that I knew as a result of having his parents working on the farm after they gained their own status, because they won't let them be on the farm if they don't have status. Their children did not come with them, but they wanted their children to get here. So what happened when this particular boy in the family was 9 and a half, he went across the border on his own It was a nine-day trek for him and his younger brother and sister. They were by themselves. They walked across the desert. They whether they swam to get under the... I don't know how they got under the fence, but can you imagine a nine-year-old who was the person in charge with two younger siblings trying to come into the country illegally to join their parents who were here illegally or on their way to being legal? I mean, what is there about this country that promises enough to have this sort of action or activity encouraged?
Right. Well, I don't know. I mean, we don't know what these people are going through. I mean, I can never... I'm no fan of illegal immigration. I think you need to do it the right way. I think it's insulting when you don't to the people that have come before you. But at the same time, we don't know what the circumstances of these people's lives are. Maybe they're at such a desperate point. Who knows? But how do you, like you just touched on, how do you let your children just go?
Yeah.
You know, these young...
Well, how do you leave them behind?
How do you leave them?
With the, in this particular instance, the grandparents took care of them. The mother and father came to this country illegally, and then they became legal. They went through the process. Took them 7 or 8 years to do it. And meanwhile, so they left this child when he was one. And the child was raised by the grandparents until they were ready to bring the children over. But the children weren't legal. And I don't know what the process is now. I thought you could bring your children, or they have to be born here, I guess. If they aren't born here, they're still illegal. Right?
Right, right. That's true.
Yeah. Okay, so they were still illegal, and the only way to get them back with their family was to get them here illegally. And so that's what they did. And they put the children in harm's way in an outrageous way. So, and now, to make matters even worse, talk about outrages, the Border Patrol in Texas doesn't like having to handle all these guys, these fat, lazy, lasagna-eating Border Patrol agents who have nothing to do. They want to ship these people to Mexico, I'm sorry, to New Mexico or Arizona, which is what they're doing, at your expense. Putting them on planes, buses, trains, whatever. They're sending the kids, mostly, not the adults, but the kids are the ones being sent to these other border areas to be processed. It's a pretty amazing reality. But I think the personal stories and sagas, I can hardly wait until 2020 gets onto this and does one of these passioned programs that shows you the plight of children trying to get into this country. And then the sympathies grow, and we make it easier for them to get in, and we're back to the same problem that we've had. At least that's the way I look at it. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Jennifer or Ken at DougStefan.com. In a moment, we're going to meet Boaz Paldi, who is with the United Nations Development Program. He's very interested and very good at social media. And we'll figure out how that works here at the UN in a matter of moments. It's 17 before the hour on Good Day.
Terminix and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention remind you to protect yourself and your family from mosquito bites. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water, so mosquito-proof your yard. Fix leaky faucets and regularly empty standing water from containers like flower pots, buckets, kiddie pools, pet water dishes, and bird baths. To keep mosquitoes outside, install or repair screens on windows and doors. For more tips, visit Terminix.com or cdc.gov/West Nile.
Did you know it took 39 versions to get the American flag just right? That's proof that great things get even better when they're reinvented. Valvoline's been reinventing motor oil since 1866. And with our all-American roots, we thought it was time to celebrate our legacy by giving away a free American flag. Available at AutoZone when you buy 5 quarts of Valvoline motor oil and a Fram oil filter starting at $22.99. See store for restrictions and details. Flag offer expires September 30, 2014. Go to Valvoline-USA.com for more info.
With training season in full swing, consider a natural way to recover after exercise. Studies have shown that tart cherry juice may help ease muscle pain associated with intense exercise. That's why a growing number of elite athletes and weekend warriors are including tart cherry juice in their training. Registered dietitian Mitzi Doolin has more.
Soreness
after exercise is caused by a combination of inflammation, muscle damage, and oxidative stress. Researchers suggest it's the natural compounds in Montmorency tart cherries called anthocyanins that helped ease sore muscles in the study participants. To be most effective, get ahead of potential exercise-related pain and use tart cherry juice as a pre-recovery drink. The exercise studies had athletes drink 2 servings of tart cherry juice several days before an event, in addition to after exercise.
These studies suggest tart cherry juice can be an easy and enjoyable way for athletes to help ease muscle soreness after intense exercise. Visit choosecherries.com for more information.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Right now, custom banners and posters start at just $6.49. Offer valid on pickup or delivery ends 6/29. Details in-store or online at staples.com/springcopy. Staples. Make more happen.
Starting tomorrow at Guitar Center's Throwride Savings Event, every single new guitar, keyboard, and acoustic drum set is on sale. Exclusives from brands like Gibson, Fender, Martin, Pearl, Tama, Yamaha, and Korg. Live sound gear from JBL, QSC, and Mackie. Tomorrow through Sunday, you'll find deals like Beyer Dynamic headphones that were $229, now just $129. At least 15% off all acoustic drum sets, plus over $2 million in clearance guitars priced below our cost. Guitar Center's Throwride Savings Event, tomorrow through Sunday.
Deck Staff and Good Day program, 14 before the hour, as you know, and even if you didn't know by listening to what's going on in the background, Doug's not in his studio. No, Doug is not in his studio. I'm in the UN Correspondents Association sponsors with the Folks Talk Radio News and Talkers Magazine, this annual entry into the United Nations, what they're doing to help. Some of the hotspots around the world. Joining me now is Boaz Paldy, who is a broadcast specialist. You are responsible for video, so things that one would see in Twitter feeds, you wouldn't see video on Twitter feeds, but any kind of social media, you're the one responsible for putting that up, is that right?
I used to be responsible for all the social media and multimedia off the United Nations Development Program. My job is slightly different now, but I can still explain the video aspect of it and all of that.
Well, what's to be gained? Why is it that the United Nations feels, are you telling stories? Is this about actually going to places where there are problems where the UN is involved and trying to tell the story in quick bites so that people can go online to, let's say, a Facebook page, UN Facebook page, and get the latest from whatever you're doing in Afghanistan, let's say?
Absolutely. That's exactly right. We try to tell the stories what the UN is doing, how we're using our resources. You know, we're a public funded organization. People want to know where their dollar goes. We want to show our programs and how well they're going in various places. But we also talk about issues. We talk about issues that the United Nations cares about and is committed to. Like, sorry, Greg.
Well, what's the issue in Afghanistan?
The issue Afghanistan has so many issues. Afghanistan is one of the least developed countries in the world. It's very poor. It needs a long way to reach the Millennium Development Goals. We need to really support Afghanistan in every possible way.
Do we do this because the Afghanistanis ask us to do it, or are we doing it on our own because we think they ought to be developed? So who says to say that they're not happy the way things are there?
The United Nations always acts only by the member state asking it to act. We don't go into places that we're not wanted. But, you know, no one wants to live in poverty. No one wants to be not to have running water in their house. No one wants not to have electricity. I think everyone wants to switch on the light and have the power go on.
Yeah, I'm not sure I agree with that. I think there's some people that are just happy having things the way they are. Not to say that the majority of people, when they see what's going on in the rest of the world, don't want to have what the rest of the world has. But I think there's an assumption sometimes from some of the things that are done on behalf of those who don't have, and some of the people who don't have don't want.
Let me give you an example from Africa, from sub-Saharan Africa. Many places in sub-Saharan Africa, there is no clean running water.
Right.
So
I've been there. Stood in the drains down the road with the urine.
Exactly.
That's how they cool their feet.
Exactly.
By standing in the urine running down the street.
Exactly. So instead of like children going to school, they go and fetch water for 5 hours a day, walking miles and miles and miles with water on their heads to bring back water for the entire family. So, and that means that they don't go to school. That means that they don't have an education. That means that they don't have a start in life.
So this helping the infrastructure helps make the lives better. I think that's, and so you tell these stories
exactly.
On the various web. What's the website that's most frequently visited?
www.undp.org.
UNDP.org. All right, Boaz, thank you. Boaz Pauly here on Good Day.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes?
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program, Tech Talk time here on Good Day. And in a moment, the discussion about Amazon and the Fire Phone. Pretty exciting stuff. Shelley Palmer among the missing again today, but that's all right, because this thing from the folks at Amazon has captured a lot of attention, and apparently well-deservedly. So we'll talk about that in just a moment. This is Good Day.
Geico Motorcycle presents Reflections from the Road.
Every time I rev my engine down an open stretch of road, I'm glad I switched to Geico Motorcycle Insurance, because nothing feels better than saving money with Geico. Except maybe the time I saved a life. A squirrel's life. Gave that little feller mouth to mouth, and then he bit me. On second thought, saving money with Geico probably feels better.
Geico Motorcycle Insurance. See how much you could save.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Right now, custom banners and posters start at just $6.49. Offer valid on pickup or delivery and $6.29. Details in-store or online at staples.com/springcopy. Staples. Make more happen.
Really?
No way.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here's your craft beer drinker's reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Yeah,
I was going to say Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty.
It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer can be Boston Master.
All right, so Jeff Bezos, that's how we pronounce his name, right? Bezos, the guy who runs Amazon. Mm-hmm. They announced yesterday the first smartphone, Amazon's first smartphone. Pretty interesting here when you get right down to brass tacks. It looks just like, have you seen it? Did you guys take a look at it?
I haven't seen it yet, no.
All right. It looks like an amazing piece of hardware. Mm-hmm. You play around with it. I look at it, and I'm seeing another screen. Okay, so you have Samsung and the smartphones. You got the iPhone. And this thing has apparently four cameras tucked into the corners of the phone. It's about a 5-square-inch screen. They're not for taking selfies. They can pull off some pretty interesting tricks, however. Using the camera's face tracking input, you can look around on screen at various objects. You can actually look behind objects. One of them is the screen has 3D capability. Think about that in and of itself. 3D maps, games, putting up the thing at home on the wallpaper. Think about it. I don't know why. I think I said this yesterday when I first read that it was going to be capable of having 3D images, and it doesn't require a special pair of glasses.
Yeah, right.
Nope, doesn't need that. It's meant to make things on the news, for example, articles that I might be reading on the road or books I might be reading, or you might be, Jennifer, a lot easier to read. Navigating through the screens is supposed to be easier than the conventional
stuff. This is really
cool,
but not to be a negative, Nelly, does this draw kids into even more reality of these types of games using this device?
I think conceivably it could. Game boxes in it, the violence of these games. Yeah, instead of being single dimension on a flat screen, it now has dimension to it. Yeah, that's a very interesting way of looking at it. You wonder if these people think that stuff through when they're developing these sorts of things, because we all know there is there's an objection to what youngsters especially are exposed to, and whether parents even know what they're getting when it comes to turning on their smartphones, their smart devices. Anyway, it's capable of being a plain old phone. It has a Qualcomm system, the usual chips, 13 megapixel main camera. I know what that is. The bigger question, though, is whether the display, the connectivity, the camera, the other features, backed by Amazon's ability to deliver anything from movies to music to groceries, all kinds of devices, can make a dent in the iPhone, Android, mobile market. Would you want to use one of these things? I'm certainly not there. I'm just trying to figure out how to use my new smartphone.
Many Americans suffer from digestive problems, often totally unaware they're not absorbing essential nutrients from foods and supplements. Dr. Peter Glidden is aware of the importance of healing a damaged digestive system.
Now, the product that I'm going to talk about today, Mackey Plus, and it is a combination of a superfruit, the Mackey berry, and aloe vera. juice. Now, aloe vera is a very interesting nutritional supplement to talk about because aloe vera, you know, it's the stuff that you put on your skin if you get a burn. And, man, it really knocks down the pain, the inflammation of the burn, and facilitates healing. Well, guess what? It does the same thing internally that it does externally to burns.
To soothe and heal your digestive system, order Mackie Plus today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696. Or on the web at FireYourMDNow.com. That's FireYourMDNow.com.